ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत् कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। Let us read from verse number 25. Sakta karmanya vidvamsaha yatha kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvamstatha saktaha chikirshur loka sangraham na buddhi bhedanjanayet अज्ञानाम् कर्म सङ्गिनाम् जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान् युक्तः समाचरन् प्रकृतेः क्रियमाणानि गुणैः कर्माणि सर्वशः अहङ्कारविमूढात्मा कर्ताहमिति मन्यते। तत्त्ववित् तु महाबाहो गुणकर्म विभागयोः गुणागुणेषु वर्तन्त इति मत्वा न सज्जते। प्रकृतेर्गुणसम्मूढाः सज्जन्ते गुणकर्मसु तान् कृत्स्नविदो मन्दान् कृत्स्नविन्न विचालयेत्। सो भगवान् एम्फाटिकली प्रेसेंटेड द टीचिंग दैट कर्म शुड बी परफॉर्म्ड। देयर इज नो वे ऑफ गिविंग अप द एक्टिविटीज फिजिकली बाय एनीवन। A karmi is a person who is very much attached to the activities, of course, to the results of actions. He is very much dependent on the results of actions for his happiness and fulfillment and security. Such a person is a arthati bhaktaha. For whom artha kamas, accomplishing artha kamas is the ultimate goal. Such a person is very much attached to activities and results. By him, karma must be performed. Even without purushartha nischeha, without any commitment to the pursuit of jnanam also, if there is a karmi who is attached to the action, he must be encouraged to do the karma. Only thing is, we can only say what? See that all the activities you perform for accomplishing artha kamas in life must be in conformity with dharma. That's all. But the karma must be performed. That is how a person can keep himself, oneself occupied so that he will not go mad. So that he'll be in the right track. At least the activities he's performing as a karmi, slowly will bless him with some understanding that there's a possibility of him becoming a karma yogi later on. Therefore, by karmi, karma must be performed. What about, he is ajnani. So what about another ajnani, an ajnani who is not like a karmi but who is a karma yogi? Because he has a purusharth nischaya, he is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, but he knows he is still a strong identity with the anatma, body, mind and complex. And he performs his activities, of course, for the results, expecting the results, but not dependent on the results for his happiness. I mean, he performs everything having his focus on the mental qualification required for the attainment of jnanam. So by karma yogi, of course, karma must be performed for mental preparation. So it serves two purposes. It serves for karma yogi, karma is for earning arthakamas for living this life and also mainly for mental preparation for the jnanam. And what about a jnana yogi? A person who is given to the discipline of jnana yoga. By him also, being given to the discipline of jnana yoga, he has a jnanam. Even as a jnani, karma must be performed. But he knows, he performs, there is no doership on his part, there is no enjoyership on his part. But still he performs karma, but not for happiness, not for but he perform not for mental preparedness, but he performs for the welfare of the society, welfare of the world. So by a jnani, karma must be performed for loka sangraha. By karma yogi, karma must be performed ultimately for jnana, relatively for mental preparation. By a karmi also, karma must be performed so that he later on it will help him to grow. And as a person ascertained vision, a jnani, also karma must be performed for him. Karma is abhasa, doesn't bind. So there's none who is given, who is left aside expecting not to do any karma. Everyone has to perform karma. That is how by karmi karma must be done, by karma yogi karma must be done. By a jnana yogi who is given the discipline of jnana yoga, who has this understanding, so who has no kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, by him also karma has to be performed. Even as a person of ascertained vision of the truth, also jnani, jnana yogi is also jnani, vidwan. But a person for whom even the jnana yoga has served its purpose, by him also karma has to be performed as karma abhasa. He doesn't produce any punya papam for him still. Karma has to be performed. Why? Karma must be performed by all. That is how the ecological balance can be maintained. Universal orders can be sustained. That is how there can be contribution for the universal harmony. It is even without any having any belief in God also. One has to understand very order. You know, he knows one must live in life intelligently, prudently. In order to enjoy the harmony, one must see the whole world's harmony is not disturbed. So karma has to be performed by all. The Bhagavan emphasized. And he said, Krishna Vithu, the knower of everything, the knower of the entirety of the teaching, is actually the knower of the self. Atmavita is Krishnavita. And the Krishnavita knows the limitations of karma, knows karma, what karma can give, what karma cannot give, what the importance of karma, at the same time, the limitation of karma, advantage of karma and disadvantage of karma. And the benefit of jnanam, exaltedness of knowledge, and what moksha is all about, what death is, what birth is, what paradha is, how a jnani is free from all three karmas. He knows the entirety of the teaching. So he's a Krishnavita. And such a person who knows the limitation of karma, knows everything being mithya. Karma is mithya, jagat is mithya, karma phalam is mithya. Such a person, sometimes what happens, the over enthusiasm, yan petra inbam perugai vayagam, whatever joy I enjoy in the world, let others also enjoy. With an intention, good intention, meaning well also sometimes, it is possible for us to go and talk to other people. Come on, karma is of no use, karma is binding, karma is punya papam, karma cannot, karma is time bound, so it cannot produce everlasting freedom. What you are searching for is moksha. You know, all this we should not go and talk to a person who is very much attached to karma. Especially akritsnavit, mandaha. The person who is intelligent and bright but not bright enough, sharp enough, not subtle enough to aspire only for jnanam. So still very much worldly, interested in enjoyment of pleasures and karma. So such people, simple people, not bad people. There's nobody is bad or wrong. There's nobody is bad. Simple, because of ignorance. Naturally, whatever the exposure is, in keeping the exposure, in keeping with the understanding, the samskaras they have developed in previous janmas, in keeping their own punya papam, the simple good people who are very much attached to karma and the results of actions, and such people, akritsnavidaha. So akritsnavit is a person of limited understanding. So they are very much attached to karma. So such people, akritsnavit, should not disturb. Buddhi vedam na janayet. Should not cause any confusion. Oh, should I do karma or not? This person is saying that is what is great. Jnanam is great, superior. Karma will bind. I should do or not. Such oscillation should not be created by a wise person. So, kritsnavithu, akritsnavithaha, mandan, na chalayet. Instead, what should he do? He must be encouraged to do his things of interest in conformity with dharma. In fact, one should join oneself and make the person do what a person is interested in. So, making a person do something contributively, even a person's interest is only arthakamas, still, that's a great service. You know why? Because that's how we contribute for the sustenance of the ecological balance. Everyone has to do. Doing is very important. Even a person does not aspire for jnana moksha, it doesn't matter. When he is living in this world, he does breathe freely oxygen. He does, you know, he does eat food. He does use everything that is here for his survival. He takes water, he takes soil, he takes everything, he enjoys the devatas, all the phenomena available here for his life. He's taking everything because he has to survive in the world. When the person surviving, there must be contribution keeping with his consumption. Contribution must be in keeping one's consumption, and more than one consumption, at least in keeping with consumption, it should be less than that. Therefore, something must be done. So anybody and everybody who is interested in karma, attached to karma, should not be disturbed and should not be confused. They will be encouraged to do karma, to accomplish their time-bound ends also. Very good, well and good. You want this, achieve this, do this, accomplish this, get first mark, do this. That much encouragement must be then, and they must be encouraged. Okay, that is how we help them grow. A jnani should help a person grow. Just as mother enables, helps a child grow gradually. With tremendous patience, he has to wait for the child to grow. She can't jump around and go, oh, I want my child tomorrow itself to become my child should become a grown-up person. No. Year after year, month after month, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, mother has to wait for the child to grow, to see the child become a full-fledged grown-up adult, the gun gets ready for marriage and all that, and doing the needful, whatever is needed. That is what Shruti Mata does in Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda. So Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Krishna says, Krishna Vita, Akrishna Vidaha na vichalayet. There must be, that like every wise person must be like a mother, accommodating, understanding, helping the person grow. How can I help a person grow? Only by encouraging whatever the person is interested in. Only thing is, dharma must be emphasized. Apart from that, help a person fulfill the person's desires by doing the relevant thing in conformity with dharma. So Bhagavan emphasized the importance of karma in all these verses. Correct? And why people become attached? Because of the prakriti gunas. See, I told you, prakritihi means matter, and prakriti gunaha means material products. Prakriti guna, material products, one meaning. Another meaning is what? The maya manifested is what? Elements and the elemental products. So, the prakriti gunaha are body mansions complex here. The entire world is prakriti gunaha only. But here body mansions complex. And because of the close proximity, inseparability, non-separateness of atma and anatma, they're deluded because of the ignorance. Therefore, they become very much attached to the body mind's complex and also their activities, their functions. So it's very natural. Such people should not be confused. They must be encouraged. Okay. We'll go to the next verse. This Bhasham also we have seen here. Buddhi Beda Karanam Chalanam Na Kuryat. Mayi Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya Dhyatma Chetasa. We have come to the right class. Okay? This is where we left yesterday. Mayi Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya Dhyatma Chetasa. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. Okay. So, what exactly is Karma Yoga? We have understood Karma Yoga very well. But Bhagavan briefly presents Karma Yoga again in this verse. How do we know this? Bhagavan says, a mumuk, ignorant person, who is a mumukshu? Ajnaha, he is a mumukshu. If he is, no purusharthanischaha, then he will be a karmi. But person who has purusharthanischaha, therefore he is aspiring for moksha, therefore he is a mumukshu. But still he is ignorant. So he is aspiring for what? Jnanam. Why? Jnanam is moksha. He knows this connection between jnanam and moksha. Therefore, he is aspiring for jnanam. Jignasuhu. As a ignorant person, aspiring for jnanam for moksha, he is still a karmani adhikritaha. He is only eligible for performing karma because even though he is aspiring for jnanam, he is not subtle enough, sharp enough, or prepared enough for jnanam. Therefore, he is eligible only to perform karma for his mental preparation. Karmani adhikritaha. Such a person is said to be a karma yogi. Karmani adhikritaha ajnaha mumukshuhu. By him, karma should be choicelessly performed. Then the karma performed becomes a preparatory discipline for jnanam. Therefore, how karma should be performed by a karma yogi? That is said in the 30th verse. So, katham punaha karmani adhikritena ajnena mukshana karma kartavyam iti uchyate. It is said here. Bhagavan says, Sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya. So, sarvani karmani bhagavati sanyastavyani is the first thing. As a karma, a person who wants to become eligible for the attainment of jnanam, who lives his life aspiring for jnanam, ultimately for moksha, having his focus on preparing his mind for jnanam, must perform actions. All his nitya naimittika karmani he must perform. So he must live life of panchamaha yajnas. But when he performs all those karmas, duties, he must perform them, but now having submitted to Bhagavan. Sanyasya, sarvani karmani mahi sanyasya, Bhagavan says mahi, having submitted, offered all ones, renounced all actions in me. Having renounced all actions in me means what? Having performed all actions as an offering to me. Krishna says, so first, mahi sarvani karmani sanyasya. Until then, what does it mean? Performing all one's duties, nityanimittika karmas, alpanchamaha yajnas, as an offering to Bhagavan. This is number one. So that means Ishwararpana buddhihi. A person must entertain this attitude of doing everything he does as an offering to Bhagavan. This is the point number one. Which means offering one's actions as an offering to Bhagavan means what? See, for him, as ajnani person, he has shifted his dependence on the world to Bhagavan. For his happiness, for his security, for his protection, he is emotionally leaning on Bhagavan now, no more on the world. For him, Bhagavan is a name given to the truth. Therefore, for him, Bhagavan and the truth are identical, one and the same. He wants to discover Bhagavan in the form of truth. And he knows. Therefore, when he performs, he knows he is living his life itself. The life itself is lived ultimately for discovering Bhagavan in the form of truth, which is identical with moksha. So for his karma yogi, Bhagavan, reality, moksha are one and the same. Of course, for everybody it's the same. But now as a karma yogi, he knows I'm living this whole life ultimately for discovering moksha in the form of discovering the truth that is Bhagavan. When he lives his life with his understanding, all his actions become offered to Bhagavan. Always remembering this fact, I am living this life ultimately for discovering Bhagavan, which is the true Bhagavan, who Bhagavan is the truth. And discovering Bhagavan itself is discovering my moksha. We understand a person lives, we can say he all his actions he performs entertaining an attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. He performs his activities as an offering to Bhagavan. It's called Bhagavan, she said, Mayi Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya. So having me, Bhagavan, as the ultimate goal, as the truth, as moksha, when a person lives his life doing all his duties in conformity with dharma as an offering to me, that's called what Bhagavan says by this first expression, Mayi Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya. But how? Adhyatma Chetasa. It's a very important word. Adhyatma Chetasa. Chetas means mind. Adhyatma Chetas means what? With the mind. With the mind means what? With an understanding. What is an understanding? Adhyatma Chetas means doing everything as an offering to Bhagavan with an understanding, with an awareness, with an awareness of moksha being the ultimate goal, jnanam being the only means of attaining that goal. And for jnanam, one has to prepare one's mind. And for mental preparation, one has to do one's duties. Is what? So, adhyatma chetasa means with an awareness of one's ultimate goal being moksha in the form of jnanam. And thereby, with an awareness of having to prepare one's mind for that jnanam. And also knowing the importance of dharma. When the person lives, he is a person of adhyatma chetas. A person who has very clear understanding of the purpose of life, the importance of jnanam, and the necessity to prepare his mind, and the importance of living a life of dharma, and importance of doing one's duties also as a preparatory means. This much is implied with one word, adhyatma chetas. So, adhyatma chetasa means adhyatma, the person of adhyatma chetas is the person for whom ultimate goal is not material ends, arthakamas. For him, goal, ultimate goal is spiritual end. So, adhyatma chetas is the person who has adhyatma chetas is the one for whom arthakamas are the relative ends which are pursued for living this life. Ultimately for jnanam, which is the ultimate goal. Absolute end for him is moksha in the form of jnanam. Relative ends are arthakamas. And he knows, he pursues arthakamas for living this life, but he lives his life itself ultimately for jnanam. So purpose of living the life is attainment of moksha, discovery of the truth, but karmas are performed only for living this life. The person who has this awareness, understanding, is said to be a person who has spiritual awareness and for whom the goal is the spiritual end, not the material ends. Okay? He is adhyatma chetasa with an understanding of the goal and the means and the way of life. When the person has to perform all his duties as offering to Bhagavan. And how? Nirashihi. So when this awareness of, when a spiritual awareness is there, the person has an understanding of the goal, the means to accomplish the goal and the way of life one has to live, etc. And a person performs Bhagavan, having Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, perform his actions as an offering to Bhagavan. How does he perform again? Nirashihi. Naturally, he is free from the ashihi. See, asha, desire. Ashi means wish. Nirashihi means here. Nirashihi, we're going to see in the Bhashyam actually. The person who is free from the attachment to the results of actions. Nirashihi means nirgataha ashihi yasmat. Nirashihi. The person who is free from the hold of attachment to the results of actions. The person, which means, the person is free from anxiety. So, nirashi, from attachment. mean, the person is no more dependent on the results of actions for his happiness. A jnani is not dependent, absolutely independent. The karma yogi is relatively independent. Because he knows why the results of actions are definite. They're ordained by Bhagavan, the of natural laws, in keeping with the punya papam, one has his own account. Rituals are definitely going to happen, but it's not his choice. Determined by Bhagavan, the of natural laws. When a person understands this, therefore, the person is no more dependent. He knows the results come and go. He wants the results, expects the results, but he is not dependent on the results. And he knows the results are impermanent, come and go. And whatever results is going to come, he's already prepared to accept all the results with the prasada buddhi. Therefore, he is nirashihi. Nirashihi. Nirmamaha. Why nirmamaha? Jnani is absolutely free from sense of possession. See, mamakaraha nirgataha yasma. So nirmamaha. The person who is free from the sense of possession is nirmamaha. There is no more my sense on the part of a jnani. Jnani is absolutely free from sense of possession. A karma yogi is relatively free from sense of possession. Jnani is absolutely free from the hold of attachment. A jnani is relatively free from the hold of attachment to the results of actions. To nirashihi. Because here a karma yogi who sees everything as Ishvara, for him, the truth is Ishvara, Ishvara is the truth. The whole universe is for him Ishvara. He does not see everything, all that is here is Ishvara, he sees. But he sees himself to be different from Ishvara, Ishvara to be different from oneself. Therefore, he sees Ishvara as everything belongs to Ishvara. Everything is Bhagavan. Everything belongs to Bhagavan. I also belong to Bhagavan. Everything belongs to Bhagavan. He does not say, I am Bhagavan, but he sees, I belong to Bhagavan. Everything belongs to Bhagavan. So, therefore, there's nothing which is mine here. Everything is Ishvara's possession. So karma yogi who sees everything as the possession of Ishvara, therefore does not see anything as his own possession. He is free from sense of possession. Such a person. Okay. So nirashihi bhutva, nirmamaha bhutva, having become the person who is free from sense of possession, because of his understanding of everything is everything belongs to Ishvara. Having become such a person, Arjuna, then Yudhyasva, may you fight. Means what? May you do your duty. How? Vigata Jwaraha. See, Jwaraha literally means fever. As the one who is free from the fever means what? As the one who is free from any mental agony. What is mental agony? Constantly entertaining worries is the agony here. All the time being worried, worried, worried is having Jwaraha, mental Jwaraha. Manasa Jwaraha is what? Being a worried minded is being a person of Jwaraha, Manasa Jwaraha. Bhagavan says, Vigataha Jwaraha Yasma Saha Vigata Jwaraha. Arjuna, as the one who is free from mental anxiety, mental worries, may you do your duty. So who will be worried? The person does not have prasada buddhi, anishwarpana buddhi, no purusha. If you have not shifted the dependence from world to Bhagavan, then worries will be there. If you are dependent on the world for happiness and security and for everything, then emotional dependence upon the world will result in what? Always result in entertaining worries. When you shifted your dependence on the world to Bhagavan as a karma yogi, then no more worries. There's a prasada buddhi, whatever comes is ordained by Bhagavan, the hymn of law and order, which I cannot change, because everything is, even Bhagavan cannot change, everything is ordained in keeping with the order, in keeping with punya papa. And everything comes and goes. Nothing is permanent. And permanent sukham is only, Bhagavan is the only source of permanent happiness. So Bhagavad Sakshatkara is what is needed. All that I need is when I discover the truth, Bhagavan. So, the person's dependence has been shifted to Bhagavan, not on the world. Therefore, there's no more anxiety. What is going to happen? So what? I have done my best. To the best of my ability, I have performed everything. Now I leave it as what? What? Definitely something is going to happen. That's going to be Bhagavan's prasada. Whatever comes, I'm already prepared to accept it, means there's no more anxiety. If anxious mind is a worried mind. Worried mind is the mind which has the burden of agony. So, as a person who's free from the fever of constant anxiety and worry, and as a relaxed person, just focus on what has to be done and do your duty. This is what Bhagavan teaches here in this 30th verse. So, Karma Yogi definitely has Ishwarpana Buddhi. And a Karma Yogi has the understanding of the way of life, the purpose of life, the means of accomplishing this life, which is said to be what now? Being endowed with the Adhyatma Chetas. And freedom from the hold of attachment to the results of actions, which is Nirashihi. And being free from the sense of possession, the understanding that everything belongs to Ishvara. It is Mamakara Rahityam, Nirashihi. Then, because of the preparedness to accept anything as Ishvara Prasada, knowing its limitation, the dependence being not there upon the world, dependence being there on the Ishvara, the person is free from anxiety and worries, mental agony. Therefore, so being free from this mental agony is what now? Being free. Being avigata jwaraha. So five important points are mentioned here. The five qualities of a karma yogi. He is nirmamaha, nirashihi, vigata jwaraha, and adhyatma chetas one. And Ishwararpana buddhiman. Five aspects. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam now. Mayi Vasudeve Parameshvare. And Bhagavan Krishna says, Mayi Vasudeve. Who is Vasudeva? Not son of Vasudeva. Parameshvare. Bhagavan Krishna says, don't look at Krishna. When Bhagavan says, Mayi in me. Having submitted all the actions to me means, does not mean Krishna, the form who is sitting there in the chariot. What he means is Vasudeva. Who is Vasudevaha? Parameshwaraha. So beautiful meaning is given here. I tell you, who is Parameshwara? The absolute Lord, the only Lord of everything, the whose presence lends existence to the whole Jagat, whose mere presence makes everything function, the universe is Parameshwara, absolute Lord, absolute ruler. And who is absolute Lord? Sarvajnaha, the source of all knowledge, omniscient Lord, Sarvajnaha. Mayi Vasudeve Parameshwara Sarvajne Sarvatmani. Why Sarvatma? Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavan is not this physical form Krishna who is sitting there as charioteer for Arjuna. That Krishna is speaking, but Krishna is speaking from the standpoint of the all-pervasive consciousness. So when Krishna says Mayi, he does not mean the physical form, the son of Vasudeva, but he talks from the standpoint of the awareness, consciousness. Mayi Vasudeve Parameshware Sarvagye Sarvatmani. The truth, I am the only self of everything, only self of all the beings. Sarvatma, Sarveshamatma. So, Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya. Sanyasya literally means having renounced. But it doesn't mean renouncing the action. Nikshipya. Having placed, having submitted, having offered all one's duties in me, unto me, the Lord, the absolute Lord, the omniscient absolute Lord, the only self of all the beings, Vasudeva. Means what? Having me as the goal. Doing one's duties as is, doing one's duties as an offering to Bhagavan. In fact, the word Vasudeva is beautifully explained. Vasu means Sarvam Vasati Yasmin Sahavasu, Tadvasuhu. Sahavasuhu. Vasuhu is that in which everything resides, everything lives. So that which lends existence to everything is Vasuhu. So the word Vasuhu stands for Satyam. Sat. Vasuhu implies Sat. The pure existence. The reality which lends existence to all, existence to everything, in which everything resides, everything lives, everything enjoys existence, is Vasu. Sarvam Vasati Yasmin Saha Vasuhu. Then, Devaha. Devaha means Divyati Iti Devaha. That which shines, that which is self-revealing, self-effulgent, self-evident, that which, in whose presence everything shines, is Devaha. Divyati iti Devaha. So the word Devaha stands for consciousness. Vasuhu stands for existence. Therefore, Vasuhu stands for Sat. Devaha stands for Chit. Vasudevasya apatyam puman Vasudevaha means here Vasudevaha is none other than Satchidatma. So Mayi Vasudeve Mayi Satchidatmani Sarvani Karmani Sanyasya means what? Having offered all their actions unto me, mean what? Having me as the ultimate goal, you perform all your duties as an offering to me. That is the meaning. How? Adhyatma Chetasa. Adhyatma Chetas means what? Viveka Buddhihi. Adhyatma Chetasa is equal to Viveka Buddhya. With this awareness of Viveka Buddhi means what? The Buddhi where there is no confusion or delusion, where there is clarity of purpose, where there is awareness of the goal, the means to accomplish the goal, and the way of life one has to live to accomplish the goal. So, Adhyatma Chetasa means with a discriminative knowledge. Adhyatma Chetasa. What is Adhyatma Chetas? Aham Karta Ishwaraya Bhrityavat Karomi Iti Anaya Buddhya. See, when I am solely dependent only on Bhagavan for my happiness and security, I live my life itself having Bhagavan as my goal means Bhagavan is like, Bhagavan is the Lord, Master. So I'm, whatever I have to do for living my life, ultimately for discovering Bhagavan, I am like a servant of Bhagavan. So, aham dasaha asmi. Here the idea is, as a karma yogi, when there is a worshipper, worship with this duality is there. This is the attitude. I am a doer. I am a servant. Ishwaraya for Bhagavan. I am a doer of activities for Bhagavan. Bhrityavat, like a servant, I perform. I, doer, am performing all my duties for Bhagavan like a servant. Bhrityavat, Bhritya means servant. So Bhrityavat, like a servant, Karomi, I perform all my duties. I am the performer of duties. I perform my duties like a servant for Ishwara. Iti anaya buddhya. With this attitude, one performs one's activities as an offering to Bhagavan. One should perform. Kincha. Moreover, nirashihi. Nirashihi means what? Tekta ashihi. Tektaha ashihi. Nirashihi means the one who is given up his attachment to the results of actions. Because his attachment is now, his attachment means it depends only on Bhagavan for his happiness, not on the results of actions. Therefore, he is nirashihi, tektashihi. And nirmamaha. Nirmamaha means what? Mama bhavaha nirgataha yasya. Mama bhavaha, my sense has gone away from whom? Mama bhavaha cha nirgataha yasya. The person whose my sense or sense of possession has gone. He is nirmamaha. So as the person who is free from sense of possession, because seeing everything as Bhagavan's possession, as belonging of Bhagavan. So having become such a person, Nirva Mahabhutva, Arjuna having become a person of such understanding, Yudhyasva, may you do your duty, Avakshatriya, how Vigata Jwaraha, Jwaraha Santapaha, Santapaha means pain, scorching pain. What is scorching pain? Worry. Why worry? Anxiety. What is going to happen? How is it going to happen? Will it be success? Will it be failure? Whether it will be okay or not? That is santapa. Tapaha means pain. Santapaha is what? Of course, the scorching pain. Scorching pain is because of constant worry. The worry is because of the anxiety. Therefore, vigara santapaha. Vigataha santapaha yasmat vigata santapaha vigata jwaraha. So vigata shokaha. The person who is free from the pain, the grief, the agony caused by, in the form of worries caused by anxiety. When you are dependent on Bhagavan, you have surrendered your will to Bhagavan of dharma, then you complete your actions are governed by your knowledge of right and wrong, not by your personal likes and dislikes, because your commitment is totally to Bhagavan. Bhagavan is ultimate goal. Bhagavan is the source of happiness. Bhagavan is everything. Therefore, everything, anything which comes in the life is also Bhagavan's prasadam. And whatever you do also is an offering to Bhagavan. Isn't it? Therefore, these, then if a person lives like this, he is a karma yogi. Arjuna, may you become a karma yogi. May you be a person of this caliber, this understanding. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Yadi etat மம மதம் கர்ம கர்த்தவ்யம் இதி சப்பிரமாணம் உக்தம் தத் ததா. சோ பகவான் சேஸ், எது ஏதத்து மம மதம், தட் மை வியூ, திஸ் தட் கர்ம கர்த்தவ்யம், திஸ் இஸ் மை வியூ. Action must be performed. No one should sit physically lazy, idle. One must be active, one must perform duties. Karma kartavyam etat mama matam. Bhagavan says, this view of mine, which is that duty must be performed, this has been uktam, this has been taught now until now. Not simply as I am teaching here as Krishna, sapramanam uktam. That this vision of Bhagavan, this teaching of Bhagavan, view of Bhagavan, that the duty must be performed, which has been emphatically presented here. This has been brought to light how the proper means of, the proper proof, sapramanam, is not Bhagavan Krishna's teaching in Bhagavad Gita. It is the original teaching in the Veda itself. Exactly what is the sapramanam in what? The proper quotes also. But the evidence from the Veda Shastram. Sapramanam, the proper relevant evidence from the original Veda Shastram, the teaching of Bhagavan, that duty must be performed by all. That has been already said. Tat tatha uktam. Okay. Now Bhagavan is going to discuss the benefit of Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga phalam kim? What is Karma Yoga? Bhagavan again, the 30th verse, you take it. Presenting five factors, Bhagavan briefed Karma Yoga in the 30th verse. Now, 31st verse and the 32nd verse, in those two verses, Bhagavan is going to talk about the benefit of Karma Yoga. யே மே மதமிதம் நித்யம் அனுதிஷ்டந்தி மாணவாஹ, யே மே மதமிதம் நித்யம் அனுதிஷ்டந்தி மாணவாஹ, ஸ்ரத்தாவந்தோ நசூயந்தஹ முச்யந்தே தேபி கர்மபிஹ, யே மே மதமிதம் நித்யம் அனுதிஷ்டந்தி மாணவாஹ, ஸ்ரத்தாவந்தோ நசூயந்தஹ முச்யந்தே தேபி கர்மபிஹ, யே மே மதமிதம் நித்யம். யூ மேக் எ நோட் ஆஃப் ஹவு ஐ எம் சாண்டிங் சந்தீஸ். யே மே மதமிதம் நித்யம் அனுதிஷ்ட தந்தி மாணவாஹ, ஸ்ரத்தாவந்தோ நசூயந்தஹ முச்யந்தே தேபி கர்மபிஹ. சோ மே மதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மம மதம். மம மதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மை டீச்சிங். மதம் லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் ஒப்பீனியன். மதம் மீன்ஸ் சஜஷன். Matam means a thought. Matam means contention. Matam means a view. So, me matam is what? When Bhagavan's matam comes, it's not Bhagavan's view, Bhagavan's teaching. Me idam matam. This teaching of mine. This teaching. Mama idam matam. Ye manavaha. Those people, மனவாக மனுஷியாக. ஏ மானவாக நித்தியம் அனுதிஷ்டந்தி, தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆல்வேஸ் ஃபாலோ ஸ்ட்ரிக்ட்லி திஸ் டீச்சிங் ஆஃப் மைன். திஸ் இஸ் மை டீச்சிங். வாட் மை டீச்சிங்? கர்ம கர்த்தவியம் இதி மம மதம் சப்பிரமாணம் யதுக்தம். த ப்ராப்பர் எவிடன்ஸ், த சோர்ஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் வேதா, வாட் ஹஸ் பீன் டாட் தட் டியூட்டி மஸ்ட் பி பர்ஃபார்ம்ட், திஸ் டீச்சிங் ஆஃப் மைன், ஓகே, பீப்புள் ஹூ ஃபாலோ. இதம் மே மதம் ஏ மாணவாக நித்தியம் அனுதிஷ்டந்தி, ஹூ ஆல்வேஸ் ஃபாலோ. நாட் ஃபார் சம் டைம் அண்ட் சம் ஹார்ட்லி கிவிங் இட் அப், நோ, சததம், சதா, நித்தியம், ஆல்வேஸ். நித்தியம் ஹியர் இஸ் adverb, it's not adjective, okay. Nityam does not mean timeless, nityam is always adverb here. So those people who always follow my this teaching, so who live their lives following this teaching, how shraddhavantaha, as the people who have unflinching faith in the teaching. Shraddhavan, the person who has shraddha, unflinching, unshakable faith in the teaching, shastra teaching, subject matter of the shastra. Shraddhavanta, as the people who have unflinching, unshakable faith in the teaching. Anasuyantaha, asuyantaha means people who are jealous, who are envious. So anasuyantaha literally means what? People without being jealous, without being envious. But here not about that. Now without blaming, without finding fault, without criticizing. Because when you people are jealous, then they criticize others. If we are people who are jealous of others or envious of others, they criticize others. You finding fault with somebody itself is what? Expression of one's some unpleasantness. Therefore, anasuyantaha, without blaming, without finding fault, without criticizing the teaching, instead having tremendous unflinching shraddha, faith in the teaching, those who follow this teaching of mine, always such people, what do they do? Definitely they live a life of karma yoga. A result of living a life of karma yoga, definitely they earn abundance of Bhagavan's grace, because living a life of karma yoga, implying living a life of panchamaha yajnas, is a great tapas. This is not an easy joke. And to be able to live a life of panchamaha dharma, panchamaha yajnas, be able to live a life of karma yoga, in fact, one must be choicelessly prayerful. One must be prayerful. One must always desperately beg for Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma. And naturally, one must be highly thoughtful of the abundance of grace showered on oneself in the form of all that one enjoys in life. So one must express one's gratitude to Bhagavan. One must be worshipful. One must be prayerful to Bhagavan, worshipful of Bhagavan. Acknowledging everything, thankful to Bhagavan. So living such a life of worship, prayerful, worshipful life, and consciously doing one's things, one's duties in conformity with Dharma, having tapped Bhagavan's grace, definitely one becomes mentally adequately pure and steady. One has attains mental preparation required for the jnanam. That is how one can comfortably go through the journey of jnana yoga, discipline of jnana yoga. One can easily have contemplative disposition, and one can definitely have ascertain vision of the truth. One can claim moksha as one's own swarupam. This is how a person who lives life karma yoga, who follows Bhagavan's teaching, okay, definitely, sarva karma bihi muchyate. So Bhagavan says, becomes liberated from all karmas. Sanchita agami parabdha karma. The person becomes free from all karmas, bondage of karma for good. She says, te muchyante, all those people become liberated from the bondage of karma. Karma bhi muchyante means what? They become free from pasanchita agami karmas. Parabdha will be also exhausted. So they become free from bondage of karma. They attain jivan mukti, they will attain videha mukti also. They are liberated from sanchita agami karmas. They attain jivan mukti. Later on, they become free from the bondage of karma for good. They attain moksha. Who? Those people. Shraddhavantaha anasuyantaha. As people of unflinching, unshakable faith in the teaching, as people of not finding fault or criticizing the teaching, those who strictly always follow this teaching of mine, those people, te ye manavaha idam me matam shraddhavantaha anasuyantaha nityam anutishtanti, te api karma bhihi muchyante. They become liberated. This is the benefit of karma yoga. Ultimately, if a person lives a life of karma yoga, and everything will be taken care of by Bhagavan's grace, that they will be able to easily, they'll find a teacher, they'll find a shastram, they can go to the teaching, they'll attain jnanam, they will be liberated. This is the meaning of the 31st verse. Let us see the bhashyam now. Ye, relative pronoun, you all know well, those people who, me is equal to madiyam. Madiyam means what? Mama. Me is equal to madiyam. Means mine. Idam matam. Shankaracharya does not translate those words. He leaves it for us to understand. This teaching of mine, those people who anutishthanti means anuvartante. Anutishthanti is equal to anuvartante. Means those who follow this teaching of mine always. Ye, those means what? Those people, manavaha, manushyaha, those people who follow this teaching of mine always. How? Shraddhavantaha. Means shraddhadhanaha. Shraddhavantaha is equal to shraddhadhanaha. Okay? Being faithful, totally faithful in the teaching. Anasuyantaha. Anasuyantaha means what now? Asuyamcha mai paramaguru vasudevi akurvantaha. Not doing any criticism. Not finding any criticism, a blame on my part. Bhagavan. Mayi paramaguru vasudeve asuyam akurvantaha. Not doing any criticism of me, the absolute guru, the ultimate preceptor. Mayi paramaguru vasudeve asuyam na kuru akurvantaha. Those people who strictly follow this teaching of mine, muchyante, te api, they become liberated. Te api means what? Evam bhutaha. People who have become the followers of teaching in this manner. Evam bhutaha means people who have become the followers of Bhagavan's teaching in this manner. Such people, கர்மபிஹி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? கர்மபிஹி பை கர்ம, பட் ஹியர் வி ஹேவ் டு டேக் இட் அஸ் ஃப்ரம் கர்மா. ஆல் கர்மஸ், வாட் கர்மா? தர்ம அதர்ம ஆக்கியஹி, தே பிகம் லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் கர்மா இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தர்ம அண்ட் அதர்மா. தே பிகம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் புண்ணிய பாபம்ஸ். தே பிகம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் கர்மா known as all dharma dharma in terms of all punya papams. They have no punyam, no papam to be exhausted. They no hanchitam, no agami, no kartrutam, no bhoktrutam, because they will be blessed with the clear vision of paramatma swarupam, being their own swarupam. This is how the having Ishvara as the goal, leaning on Ishvara, living a life of dharma, living, following this Bhagavan's teaching strictly in due course of time, ultimately they discover that Bhagavan as their own swarupam. They resolve the identity with Bhagavan Paramatma. They see oneness of truth. Paramatma for them is their own swarupam. Their own swarupam is non-separate from Paramatma. This is the culmination of living a life of karma yoga. Okay, living everything depend on Bhagavan, ultimately one discover, one blessed with the vision of Bhagavan being one's own swarupam. That is how, you know, living a life karma yoga blesses a person ultimately with the vision of Bhagavan being one's own swarupam being non-separate from oneself, being non-separate from Bhagavan. This is how they transcend this dependence upon Bhagavan. They discover Bhagavan as their own swarupam. They are no more dependent on Bhagavan also. They become free from dependence upon Bhagavan, because Bhagavan is non-separate from them. Bhagavan is their own swarupam. When they claim Bhagavan as their swarupam, they become self-dependent, absolutely independent. This is how they become Jivan Muktaha. And then when the Parda gets exhausted and they pass away, they attain Videha Mukti also. This is the benefit of living a life of Karma Yoga. Okay, go to the next verse. Having talked about people who followed Bhagavan's teaching and the benefit of following Bhagavan's teaching, the Bhagavan is also going to talk about the people who do not, the consequence of not following Bhagavan's teaching. That is said in the 32nd verse. Ye tvetadabhyasuyantaha. So benefit of living a life of karma yoga, the benefit of following the teaching of Bhagavan was discussed in the 31st verse. The consequence of not following the teaching is discussed in the 32nd verse. Ye tvetadabhyasuyantaha nanutishthanti mematam. Ye tvetadabhyasuyantaha நானுதிஷ்டந்தி மேமதம். ஏத்வேததப்யசூயந்தஹ நானுதிஷ்டந்தி மேமதம் சர்வஜ்ஞான விமூடாம்ஸ்தான் வித்தி நஷ்டான சேதஸஹ. ஏத்வேததப்யசூயந்தஹ நானுதிஷ்டந்தி மேமதம் சர்வஜ்ஞான விமூடாம்ஸ்தான் வித்தி நஷ்டான சேதஸஹ. ஏ, திஸ் ரிலேட்டிவ் நோ தகாரந்தஹ புல்லிங்கஹ யத் சப்தஹ. Nominative case, yaha yau ye. So ye, those people who, ye இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு ஏ மாணவாக ஏ மனுஷியாக. So those people who two means what? Two stands for whereas those who do not follow. Two stands for people who are diagonally opposite to the people mentioned above. Tad viparitaha. Two stands for tad viparitaha. So those people who are different from those people mentioned above means who do not follow my teaching, to yetad matam. This idam matam, yetad matam means the same. This teaching, whose teaching? Me matam. This my teaching, na anutishtanti. Those people who do not follow this teaching of mine, or na anutishtanti. Why? Abhyasuyantaha. Abhyasuyantaha means what? Finding fault with the teaching, criticizing the teaching, censuring the teaching, those who do not follow this teaching of mine. Ye tu abhyasuyantaha yetad me matam na anutishthanti. Those people criticizing this teaching, finding fault with teaching, censuring this teaching, who do not follow this teaching of mine, Arjuna, vidhi, may understand them to be what? Sarva jnana vimudhan, tan, nashtan, achetasaha vidhi. Arjuna may understand them to be achetasaha. May understand them to be nashtan. May understand them, may you know them to be sarva jnana vimudhan. Tan vidhi. May understand those people. Tan means those people, them. May you understand them who do not follow my teaching. May understand them to be sarva jnana vimudhan nashtan achetasaha. Three words Bhagavan uses. Who are the unfortunate people here? Nashtaha. People who are lost. Achetasaha. Achetasaha. Achetasaha means people who, we already had adhyatma chetasa, we understood. Now, achetas means what? So, viveka buddhivantaha or sachetasaha or adhyatma chetasaha. But here, achetasaha means what? The people who do not have any discriminative understanding at all, totally deluded. Totally deluded, lacking the discriminative knowledge. Sarvajnana vimodhan. So, they are deluded. Not only in spiritual matters, they do it totally. Sarvajnana vimodhan nashtan achetasaha avivekinaha tan vidhi. So, Bhagavan says here, this is the literal meaning of the verse. See, for us only guide available in the world is Vedashastra. I say only guide, what does it mean? Where can we understand the purpose of living this life as a human being? How can we understand moksha being the ultimate goal? How can we understand jnanam being the only means of discovering moksha? Discovery of the knowledge itself is the discovery of freedom. So knowledge being the only means of attainment of moksha, where can we understand? How can we understand? And for that jnanam and that knowledge has to happen only in one's own mind as one's own self. Knowledge of the truth is actually truth, knowledge of the truth of one's own self. How can we understand? Understand from Veda. And to even to understand this jnanam, there's a qualification needed. How can we understand from the Veda Shastram? And how can we attain that qualification? The qualification needed for the jnanam cannot be attained overnight. To have such a mature mind, to be aspiring only for jnanam, one has to live a long, clean life. Which means one has to go through the discipline of karma yoga. And we cannot know anywhere else how to convert your own day-to-day activities into a preparatory discipline. See, Ajnani and Jnani, Purushat Nischa is there or not, we are all driven to do a lot of activities to fulfill our biological needs and to fulfill our emotional needs. We are driven, chased by nature to do a lot of things. But how can we know how these inevitably done activities can be converted into a discipline, a preparatory discipline, which can contribute for mental preparation? And it's called karma yoga discipline. Without the Veda Shastram, how can we know that how to convert action into a preparatory discipline? Karma into a yoga, we would not have known. And how we can convert the karma into a discipline, that we would not have known. We would not have known anything. Not knowing what we are searching for, not knowing how to arrive at what we are searching for, how to get what we are searching for, not knowing the means of accomplishing it, we would have been left in the jungle. Sometimes Shankar Bhagavatpada beautifully explains in his commentary, the beautiful commentary there is. He says, we are going to see the Bhashyam, Kena Bhashyam itself. Somewhere, it is like without Veda Shastram, we all would have been like this. How? Imagine a somebody left all alone by oneself, without anybody around, in pitch darkness, in the middle of the huge jungle, and with the eyes and hands and tied. Imagine, eyes are tied, hands are tied. Already outside also darkness, eyes are also tied. You can't even. Eyes are tied, closed, tied, hands are tied, so you can't open your eyes. And there's darkness outside also, pitch darkness, huge jungle with lots of animals around, domestic wild animals around, elephants and tigers and, lions and all nuts. And there are also some people, immature, some tribal people are also there. And I was scared. So, such a dangerous situation you are. And you have to go back to your house. Somehow you got caught up there. How you went there, okay, no problem. You don't need to worry about how you went there, how you got, don't know it all. Now you are there. But now you want to go back to your house. You want to go back home. Somewhere in a town, small town nearby, but far away. And you are desperately searching for help. Who's there? You can't even scream. Even if you scream, nobody can hear because you're somewhere in the middle of the jungle. None can hear your voice. So you cannot be heard by anyone. Your prayers cannot be heard. Your requests cannot be heard. You're left all alone. You feel so helpless. Imagine suddenly one person comes and, loosens your knots, frees you from, the bondage, removes your unties your eyes and hands and tells you the road. Go this way, go this way, go this way, go out, get into the forest, walk fast. That is where the village is. Go. If somebody tells you, will you not be so grateful to the person? It's a grace. It is grace that somebody comes to help you in the situation. That is why we say Shastra Kripa, Veda Mata's help is like that. If but for Veda Mata, Shruti Mata, we all would have been like that. It is the Shastram which alone helps us. It is Shastram which helps us to understand it. If we do not follow the Shastram, in spite of Shastram available, if I find fault with the teaching, if I blame and criticize the teaching, I don't accept the Shastram as the Pramanam, I do not follow the teaching, what can help us in this world? Is there a help available at all? Any other help available at all? Please think about it. No help available. If I don't accept the help of the Shruti, then there's no help available for me. That's what Bhagavan says. Etu idam etade me matam anas abhyasoyantaha na anutishtanti. Okay, criticizing my teaching. Those who do not follow my teaching, Arjuna, understand them. Nothing can help them. Nothing can save them. Understand them to be lost. And they completely, totally deluded. Not only in spiritual matters, in every respect they are deluded. And achetasaha, they lack the discriminating knowledge. So Bhagavan says, three words he uses. Tan nashtan viddhi, achetasaha viddhi, sarvajnana imudhan viddhi. We understand them to be nashtaha, achetasaha, sarvajnana imudaha. Here, no shraddha. They only have asuya. Say they do not follow this discipline of Karma Yoga. So Bhagavan says, let's see the Bhashyam part here. Yetu tad viparitaha yetate mama matam abhyasuyantaha. It's nindantaha. Criticizing my teaching, censuring my teaching. Na anutishtanti. Na anuvartante me matam. They do not follow my teaching. So, sarveshu jnaneshu vividham mudaha te. They are confused in many ways in all disciplines of knowledge. In even day-to-day activities, the basic understanding, there will be confused. Sarveshu jnaneshu vividham mudaha te. Sarvajnana vimodhan tan vidhi. Janihi. Vidhi means janihi. May understand them to be totally deluded in even day-to-day knowledge required for day-to-day life. So nashtan, nasham gatan. Because if they have no purusharthanischaya, they have no commitment to dharma, and Arthakama will be their goals. If they go against dharma, they'll be ruining themselves. The more and more a person, you know, does his duties without following dharma, then even though he'll be a human being, he'll be like an animal. Then if he accumulates papam, the bargain, he will lose even the fortune of being born a human being. Fortune of being born again as a human being. That is the real loss. So nasham gatana achetasaha means avivekinamyan. The people completely who lack the discriminative capacity, discriminative knowledge. We'll see it next class. This bhasham again I'll explain next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.